Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, would like to sincerely thank the people of North County for their loyalty and continued patronage. Blake's has remained a favorite in general and industrial hardware and building materials because they care about the customer. They care enough to offer products from companies like the nation's preferred fastener manufacturer, Midwest Fastener. Midwest Fastener offers nuts and bolts in standard and metric sizes, chrome fasteners, deck screws, machine screws, and many specialty products. And don't forget, Blake's carries a full line of Easy Care interior and Weatherall exterior paints. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself home improvement project for the first time, Blake's is here to help with expert advice, tools, equipment, and the products you need to get the job done. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, open 7 days a week at 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Blake's True Value Hardware Center.
I'm Amar East with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. There's now an eighth team in need of a new head coach for 2026. The Dolphins have fired Mike McDaniel after four seasons. He finishes with a 35-33 record and two playoff appearances, but failed to reach the postseason these past two seasons. Miami will now be searching for both a new head coach and general manager. Meanwhile, the Buccaneers have fired offensive coordinator Josh Grizzard after one season in that position. Tampa's offense fell off significantly this year, finishing 21st in yards per game and 18th in points per game after ending 2024 season in third and fourth in those categories. Elsewhere, Rams receiver Davante Adams has no injury designation for Saturday's wild card matchup with the Panthers. Adams has missed the last three games with a hamstring injury. And Bears receivers Rome Odunze and DJ Moore also good to go after being limited in practice this week for their game against the Packers. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8 year old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it for free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensated for their testimonials, sponsored by Age of Learning.
What if your instincts could pay off? With Robinhood Prediction Markets, you could put your sports IQ to work on the games you know best. It's not you against the house. It's you participating in a live market. Buy or sell your predictions all game long. Trade every play with Robinhood. Visit Robinhood.com/predict. That's Robinhood.com/predict. Futures and cleared swaps trading involves significant risk and is not appropriate for everyone. Event contracts are offered by Robinhood Derivatives LLC, a registered futures commission merchant and swap.
Hi, this is Chris from We Help You Legal. Legal documents should be simple and affordable. At We Help You Legal, there are no lawyers and no high costs, just certified experts to assist you with living trusts, wills, divorce matters, corporations, and LLCs.
Hi, I'm Christina. We also offer notary services. You can find us online at wehelpyoulegal.com or call 805-237-7770.
We Help You Legal, your Central Coast legal document company.
Right now at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, you'll find a full assortment of rain gear, including waterproof jackets, pants, and bibs. And at D&J, Wolverine boots, 15% off. Long and short sleeve Western shirts, 20% off. And women's Levi jackets, 15% off. And don't forget, gift certificates are available as well as special orders. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, January 9th, 2025-26. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles School Board to continue discussion of general obligation bond. Martin Luther King Jr. celebration in Paso Robles returning. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 50s. It's 33 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. Continuing from its November meeting, the Paso Robles School Board will once again review a general obligation bond consideration. The board will receive this in its next meeting on Tuesday, January 13th at 6 p.m., A general obligation bond is a loan to the school district repaid through property taxes and district boundaries. Staff has presented three scenarios for the general obligation bond, with differing amounts and tax rates that the board will discuss at length in a future meeting. Staff is proposing potential projects at the Paso Robles High School, Liberty Independence, and War Memorial Stadium to be funded by the general obligation bond if passed by voters. The next steps will be conducting a voter survey this month. You can attend Tuesday's meeting in person or watch online. The city of Paso Robles announced its holiday lights will be removed after Sunday, January 11th. City invites residents and citizens to enjoy the lighting in the downtown city park for one last time, before the lights are replaced with the year-round white tree lights. The white lights will remain in place to continue to provide a warm and welcoming atmosphere in the downtown city park. Paso Robles Martin Luther King Jr. celebration returning. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The Paso Robles Martin Luther King Jr. Community Celebration will return Monday, January 19th. The celebration starts at 9 a.m. in the downtown city park with a celebration of Dr. King's enduring message of unity, hope, and service. The program will feature guest speakers and uplifting musical performances in Dr. King's honor. Afterwards will be two service opportunities where neighbors can give back together by volunteering. The two opportunities are a care package service project at the Paso Robles City Library or a mulch beautification service product at Robbins Field. These will go from 10 to 11:30 a.m. Participants will receive a special commemorative gift and access to a luncheon at 11:30 a.m. You can sign up for one of the volunteer projects at the City of Paso Robles website. A closure on South River Road was initially scheduled in December, but had to be canceled due to weather. The City of Paso Robles announced the closure will now be occurring on Thursday, January 15th from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. The closure affects South River Road from Navajo to Creston. Work will consist of power pole upgrades along the bluff with crane operations. PG&E is in the process of upgrading the power poles as part of their Estrella Highline project to reinforce power to the city. Drivers can use Creston, Nickerson, and Niblick for detours. Resilient Ones announced they'll be holding a Justice Summit in April, focused on human trafficking safety, justice, restoration, and transforming trauma into resilience. The summit will be held April 23rd and 24th at the San Luis Obispo Veterans Memorial Building, 801 Grand Avenue, and the American Legion Slow Post 66, 1661 Mill Street. The goal of this summit is to raise awareness on the effects of human trafficking, expand survivor aftercare, mental health, awareness, and law enforcement training. A website with more information, justiceunbound.com, will be filled with details soon. Caltrans District 5 announced there will be a series of ramp closures for the southbound US 101 in South County. A project to construct $32 million in infrastructure improvements continues, with projected Arroyo Grande ramp closures. Travelers will encounter a full closure of the Grand Avenue on-ramp to southbound US 101 starting Sunday, January 11th at 7 p.m. The closure will remain for 1 week. Additionally, there will be a closure of the Fair Oaks Avenue off-ramp in Arroyo Grande starting Sunday. The project, according to Caltrans, will rehabilitate pavement and drainage systems, designate bikeways with pavement delineation, and enhance highway worker safety. In sports for the NFL, KPRL will have the playoffs game on Saturday with the Rams and Panthers at 1 p.m. Then on Sunday, January 11th, we'll have the Bills and Jaguars at 9 a.m., the 49ers and Eagles after 1 p.m., and at 5 p.m., the Chargers and Patriots. In the NBA, yesterday, the Pacers beat the Hornets 114-112. The Jazz over the Mavericks, 116-114. The Timberwolves beat the Cavaliers, 131-122. The Heat and Bulls game was postponed. Tonight, the Kings will face the Warriors, the Lakers will go against the Bucks, and the Clippers will face the Nets. In California news, Governor Gavin Newsom delivered his State of the State address yesterday morning in Sacramento, highlighting the progress in the state's critical areas such as manufacturing, technology, education, and agriculture, saying California still leads in these areas. He also targeted the Trump administration, saying,
"The federal government, respectfully, it's unrecognizable, protecting the powerful at the expense of the vulnerable. Their credo seems to be about fear, fear of the future, fear of the stranger, fear of change."
California is one of five nations that filed a lawsuit yesterday against the Trump administration. The lawsuit comes after the administration said it would freeze money for several public benefit programs, citing concerns of fraud. For the first time in 25 years, California has zero areas experiencing drought conditions, reported by the California Drought Monitor on CalMatters. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Many areas of the western United States have experienced warmer temperatures than normal for this time of year and drier conditions. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey discusses some of the areas in the west that so far this winter report near to below normal mountain snowpack and water equivalency levels.
Unfortunately, the remainder of the West is in pretty rough shape. If you look at the map showing percent of average snowpack at this point in the season, and that effectively means that these December temperatures, more than 10 degrees above average, have just eaten into the snowpack potential. And also for some of the inland areas, we just haven't seen that moisture transport beyond the Pacific coast states in the Western Great Basin. And moisture has had trouble working its way eastward. So if you look at the Four Corners region, points east and south from there, snowpack is well under 50% of average. That less than 50% of average also extends to western Utah, the northern Great Basin, including northern Nevada, and also much of Oregon as well, even extending into the southern tier of Washington state. We desperately need a colder weather pattern. We'd like to see the storminess continue to bolster some of those abysmal early season snowpack numbers.
Again, that's USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us. They'll trust you.
This has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. For more information, visit aginfo.net.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Living well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go. My grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Whole milk may soon return to public school cafeterias thanks to a bipartisan bill that has passed both chambers of Congress and now requires only the president's signature to become law. Since 2012, schools have been restricted to offering fat-free or 1% fat milk. Should the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act be signed into law, schools would have the option to serve 2% fat and whole milk. California could see the largest impact from the change, as the Golden State produces more milk than any other state, and it also has the most school-aged children. Daniel Munch, economist at the American Farm Bureau Federation, said procurement of whole milk by public schools would likely boost prices for dairy farmers by increasing demand for butterfat, a natural component in milk that determines much of the dairy product's value. "We're really excited to get this across the finish line," Munch said in a recent podcast episode. "This is something Farm Bureau has been pushing for since these changes were made to school lunch programs." Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by K. Johns and Atascadero, where something new is happening this January. Plenty of sunshine today, highs in the upper 50s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 20s, north-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow with a few afternoon clouds, highs in the upper 60s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Sunday, sunny on Monday through Thursday, a few clouds rolling in on Friday. Mid-60s on Sunday and Monday, upper 60s Tuesday, low 70s Wednesday and Thursday, 73 a week from today. Currently, it is 35 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by K. Johns and Atascadero, keeping your radio on KPRL because this January something new and exciting is happening at K. Johns. KPRL News Time is 8:22.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There's a fresh reading on how people are feeling about the economy to start the year. The University of Michigan's consumer sentiment reading came in better than expected at 54. It is an improvement. Also, the U.S. Supreme Court says it will not issue a ruling today on tariffs. Job creation held up in December, though it was modest. There were 50,000 new jobs created last month. Economists were predicting 60,000. The unemployment rate improved, declining to 4.4%. Forecast for 4.5%. Danish jewelry company Pandora is seeing fewer people splurging on its bracelets, necklaces, and charms. It's warning of lower than expected sales growth because of weak consumer sentiment in North America in the holiday season. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosolda. Invested in you.
If you're over 40 and plan to retire someday, the window to protect what you've built may be smaller than you realize. As retirement moves from someday to on the horizon, protecting what you've built becomes just as important as growing it. And that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. They help investors reduce risk by adding gold and silver to their portfolios. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com, NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Listen to this real Paso Robles Glass customer where they installed 23 replacement Milgard Tuscany windows and two sliding doors.
Steve Eklund, Craig Smith as an architect and a proud and honored client of Paso Robles Glass. Hey, the boys are doing a great job. They just left. Everything is just fine. Extremely good crew. You got that crew is exceptional. They're all hardworking guys, very careful, very cautious. All is good. I think they have one more day tomorrow, wrap it up, the finish work. I'd like to set up a time to come up and see you next week. I've got a big, big project I'd like you to look at for me. Whatever works on your end, just wanted to let you know, Steve. Take care. Bye.
Get rid of your old broken windows and get new Milgard energy-efficient windows and doors with Milgard's ironclad lifetime warranty.
New year, new keys? Look, am I making resolutions? Win more money is absolutely on the list. Every Thursday in January from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., three winners every hour can win Tachi Cash or cash. Then at 8 p.m., one lucky winner scores a prize and $5,000 in cash. So yeah, drink more water is cool, but new gear and $5,000 feels like a real new year upgrade. It's keys and cash only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
The Wednesday Farmers Market on East Mall in Atascadero is now operating with winter hours 3 to 5. Buy fall and winter produce, strawberries, leafy greens, winter squash, artichokes, avocados, honey, meat, and so much more. You can even get fresh baked bread, pies, scones, and tamales. And if you can't make it Wednesday, swing by another North County Farmers Market in Paso Robles on Tuesday, Templeton on Saturday, or Baywood on Mondays. Farmers Market, open rain or shine. Check out social media for live updates.
Vivino Vineyards is entering 2026 with a grand adventure, the Hunt and Gather Winemaker's Dinner. The Hunt and Gather menu features wild game by land, by sea, and by air. Venison, halibut, and goose cooked to perfection. It's January 24th, 5 o'clock. Only 20 seats available, so make your reservations ASAP. That would be now. Simply go to, you can call Bovino Vineyards or go to Bovino.com.
Hi, this is Sunny from the Floral Parlor right next to Bridge Sportsman in downtown Paso Robles. When you're grabbing your guns, grab some roses. Because friends don't let friends buy grocery store flowers, please support my small local flower shop. Swing by the Floral Parlor and say hello and receive a free mini bouquet. Yes, a free bouquet. We're a full-service florist serving and delivering beautiful fresh flowers on the Central Coast. Check out our website, thefloralparlor.com. We're on Spring Street across from the Boot Barn. See you soon.
2, 1, Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, everyone. This is Jim with Roosters Firearms. I just want to say from all of us at Roosters, we hope you had a very Merry Christmas, and we're looking forward to the new year. And speaking of the new year, we will see more handgun varieties entering California for your buying pleasure. And I will do my best to stock the most popular brands and models so you can come in, touch them, feel them, and check them out. However, the new year comes with some new firearms laws that take effect on January 1. All standalone barrel purchases must go through a licensed dealer for an in-person background check, and the sale of certain firearm parts will now require identification and age verification using a government-issued photo ID and your signature on a written acknowledgement.
This is Monica. From our Mall Hall family to your family, we certainly want to make sure that you will enjoy your visit to Roosters in the upcoming year. A new year means another new start and time to buy a new gun. Our staff is knowledgeable and friendly and ready to serve your needs. We look forward to seeing you at 98 South Main Street in beautiful downtown Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. It's amazing how fast a person can go from being on top of the world to total defeat. It happened to the subject of today's story in less than a year. It was the end of June of 1876. Crazy Horse, along with Sitting Bull, had just completed the greatest victory of the Indians over the U.S. Cavalry with the defeat of George Custer at the Little Bighorn. The American people demanded revenge. So, General Nelson Miles mounted a winter campaign. It was thought by keeping the Indians on the run throughout the winter would be devastating to them. General Miles convinced a number of Indians to return to the reservations. Meanwhile, Sitting Bull took his people to Canada. Crazy Horse, along with his over 1,000 Sioux and Cheyenne, also refused to surrender, but he stayed in Montana. Being constantly pushed, Crazy Horse and his people were suffering from starvation and sickness. Then on January 8, 1877, in the last battle Crazy Horse was ever to be engaged, General Miles came across his camp on the Tongue River. Miles opened up his howitzers, forcing the Indians to retreat to the hills in a snowstorm. With ammunition gone for their rifles, they were using only bows and arrows to defend themselves. Using the blinding snowstorm as shelter, Crazy Horse's people were able to escape. With their shelters, food, and winter clothes left behind, they spent a miserable winter. Although Crazy Horse wasn't ever defeated in battle, he realized that General Miles would eventually hunt his people down and destroy them. So in May of 1877, less than a year from his great victory at Little Bighorn, Crazy Horse, along with his ragtag group of 217 men and 672 women, surrendered to the military. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Seniors helping seniors. We hire seniors to help other seniors because, well, they just understand each other better. Would you like part-time work that makes a difference? Or maybe you or a loved one needs a helping hand. Our services are non-medical. Call me, Ron Torres, at 805-369-2110, 369-2110, or go to seniorcareslo.com. That's seniorcareslo.com. Seniors helping seniors.
Hello from the Groves on 41, where olive oil is our favorite subject.
Yes, and we are seeing an increasing awareness of the health benefits of olive oil, not just for your heart, but your brain and your skin, too. I'm drinking it. Consuming more olive oil is easy with our crazy flavors, like cinnamon, raspberry, rosemary, and more. You could have olive oil for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert.
Schedule a tasting and tour at the Groves on 41, or visit us at a farmer's market Saturday mornings in Templeton, Tuesday mornings in Paso, and want to learn more? Go to thegrovesonforty1.com.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The Paso Robles Martin Luther King Jr. Community Celebration will return Monday, January 19th at 9 a.m. in the downtown city park. After an hour of celebration will be two volunteer service opportunities. One is a care package service project in the library or a mulch beautification service at Robbins Field. Resilient Ones announced they'll be holding a justice summit in April focused on human trafficking safety, justice, restoration, and transforming trauma into resilience. This will be held April 23rd and the 24th in San Luis Obispo. A website with more information, justiceunbound.com, will be filled with details soon.
Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 50s. It's 38 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. The Supreme Court out with its first ruling of the year involving a 2008 attack on an armored car. Justices have till June to weigh in on one of the most closely watched cases before the High Court, a challenge to the legality of President Trump's global tariffs.
Revlon, Goodyear, and Costco were among the companies suing to stop President Trump's tariffs under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. If they win, they could be in line for billions of dollars in refunds. Justice Amy Coney Barrett asked the plaintiff attorney, Neil Katyal, about how that would all work during arguments back in November. Katyal said they could tailor a decision to give refunds to only the plaintiffs involved in the case.
That's Fox's Jessica Rosenthal.
The Tax Foundation says roughly $200 billion were raised in tariff revenues last year.
And the U.S. military intercepting a fifth sanctioned oil tanker in the Caribbean Sea. America's listening to Fox News.
Discover Restaurant Month at Cello Restaurant and Bar, located at Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Savor a thoughtfully crafted prefix menu showcasing locally sourced ingredients, including local lamb, house-made pasta, and seasonal produce, prepared with Italian inspiration. Each course is complemented by optional wine pairings, thoughtfully selected to enhance flavor. Restaurant Month starts in January from 11:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Cello Restaurant and Bar, where cuisine meets purpose.
Since 1979, you've been able to look to Michaels Optical for a beautiful selection of designer eyewear. You have looked at us for glasses and frames from infants to adults and top brand names in fashion eyewear like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. You have looked at us at Michaels Optical to take advantage of the VIP savings and the convenience of no-hassle parking. You looked at us because we have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast repairs, custom adjustments, and our special one-of-a-kind personal service that you won't find anywhere else. So if you want the best in designer eyewear, here's where to look. Michaels Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Michael's Optical.
The Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Sunny today. Highs in the upper 50s. Clear tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 20s. Then sunny with a couple of high clouds on you Saturday. Mid-60s. Same Sunday. Mid-60s Monday. Upper 60s Tuesday. We should hit 70 Wednesday. Low 70s Thursday and Friday of next week. Today's UV index will be 3. up and down we go. 7:13 a.m., 5:08 p.m. We are at 38 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Passable's Glass. You'll love the Milgard Transcend series windows and the doors. I'll get it out. All right, coming up this afternoon, Kenny's going solo, and I think he's got a couple of surprises on for us between 12:30 and 2. Email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go, and it's brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. They'll be there 24-7, same day, 805-466-6188. We're on the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775, 238-KPRL, and you can text at 75 for freedom of speech.
KPRL.
Oh, that's kind of the name of the game, talking. So that's why we're here. If you like to talk on freedom of speech, pretty easy to do. Just pick up the, let your fingers do the walk-in, or even now. By the way, Chris, again, I got another technical question for you. I just thought about it.
Oh, boy, what do we got?
Do they have the handheld phones that you don't have to press? You can just say, call someone?
What are you talking about? Do you mean a smartphone, or what are you talking about exactly?
You know, like, okay, they have those things in your house, the Alexa. Alexa,
oh,
do this. Can you have a smartphone that just says, hey, call the radio station?
I'm sure you can, yeah. I'm sure that smartphones have voice commands like that.
Okay, I was just, when I was thinking about it, go, well, okay. Hmm. Well, either way, it's not that difficult. So, someone... all they need to do is call in and participate in this, because that's what we're, well, this thing is going crazy right now. Let me see here. And what does this have to do with nutrition? Beer is good. It's nutritious. Well, it has water in it. So I guess if you want to look at it from that standpoint or justification, you can probably do that. Well, Chris, what would pizza have on it that could be considered nutritious?
Probably some kind of vegetable, like a bell pepper.
Now, let's not get into the pizza discussion on what should and should not be on it.
Well, you asked what could be on it to be healthy, and I gave you an honest answer.
Okay, look, we're not eating pizza to be healthy. Although people do buy, vegetarian? They have vegetarian pizzas?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. I guess I would ask, what's the point? Have you ever had a vegetarian pizza?
Well, I've had pizza with veggies on it. There was still some meat on there, but I guess I can understand the intention.
Okay, but not a pure vegetarian one.
No, unless you count, you know, cheese, in which there is neither meat nor vegetables. So technically it is vegetarian if you think about it.
Okay. What a disgrace. What an absolute disgrace. Let's see here. Let's see here. I thought I said, oh, the a let's see here. A clerk at a local grocery store said that the fines of selling a bag will be, I don't think that makes any sense. I don't know what this is about. The list of projects on the school bond indicate that they know better than to let the Almond Acres people vote. There's no indication on that, Chris, right?
Well, I don't know about the Almond Acres bit. They do have a few projects listed, but I don't know what that has to do with Almond Acres.
I don't either. I'm not sure the question. Now, I know for the last bond that the sleazebag Williams somehow finagled for the people in the Estrella area that they couldn't vote on it. They couldn't vote on the school bond the last time. It was at the $95 million one, and the reasons that were circling on why he did that, because he knew the area. Well, he didn't know the area. He knew of the area, and that most of the people out in that particular district, part of the district, would have voted no. And I forget how close it was on the bond, but and I guess it turned out okay, at least for us out there, because we don't have to pay. We don't have to pay. Let's see here. On the email, you can ask Siri on an iPhone. Okay. So the technology is there to do so. So, but it has to be in your on your contacts, obviously, because you just can't say call anybody. It'll call anybody. So you can do that. All right. Well, would that interest you, Chris, on an iPhone?
What, being able to just say to call somebody?
Yeah.
No. Because there's not much that much effort to call somebody to begin with. I don't need to speak it into existence.
Well, there's not that much, you know, how much does it take to do a lot of things that we allow, you know, like the shortcut on the spellings?
I know what you mean.
I can't think of one particularly, but
are you talking about, wait, do you mean like autocorrect, or talk about something like shorthand where, you know, instead of saying thank you, you type T-Y?
Right. Okay, so, you know, how much longer does that take?
Not much. Well, on phones these days, not much longer. But if you think about it, back into the original flip phones, in order to, you know, actually type something out, you had to press, you know, 1111122266, that kind of stuff, to actually get a few letters out. So it kind of made sense there. That's considerable more effort.
All right, because Chad does that to me all the time. He does that short stuff, and I just can't. Well, I mean, it's funny. Let's see here. Kevin, what about anchovies? No.
I've never had anchovies on a pizza, but I'm curious to try them.
Have you ever had an anchovy?
No, actually.
Okay. Well, I'm not a good one to judge because I don't like fish. And the only thing I like, well, I like tuna fish, and shrimp is not considered a fish, is it? I don't think so.
I mean, it's a creature of the sea. It's seafood, but I guess, no, not a fish.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what it's considered, but...
Well, I wouldn't put shrimp or tuna on a on a pizza. All I want on pizza is... Okay, so let me... This would be... Maybe not all at once, because they cost extra for all the toppings, right?
Right.
So you got to, you know, watch the budget. But let's see here. Onions, black olives, sausage... I'd choose sausage over pepperoni, but it has to be real sausage, not the fake thing, if anybody knows what that means. And that's probably it. That would be a pizza. But, yeah, the onions, oh, mushrooms. Yeah, mushrooms on a pizza is pretty good, too. So now I'm getting hungry, and I just may have a pizza this weekend. I don't know. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. By the way, somebody emailed in this morning, I wouldn't say complaining, but just letting us know that there are at least one or two, well, one for sure, a community patrol vehicle driving that at least this person encountered, and I did yesterday, not using the turn signal, all right? And then a police car or SUV not using a turn signal as well. So I thought, you know what, for the heck of it. I don't know the circumstances. I know yesterday with the community patrol that I saw, it was not a turn lane per se, because I think some people may be mistaken that you don't have to use your turn signal if you're in a turn lane. Well, you ain't right. You dead wrong. You must use your turn signal in a turn lane because it's the law and essential for safety, communicating your intentions to other drivers, pedestrian, cyclist. Even if your vehicle's position seems obvious, as some drivers might not be paying attention or could go straight in a turn lane. Laws generally require signaling during the last 100 feet before turning in California, and it's crucial for preventing accidents, making traffic flow smoother, and ensuring others understand your planned movements.
It drives me up the wall when people put on their brakes and they put on their turn signal. You should do it in anticipation. Let's see here. On the email, using Siri, whatever, to make a phone call for you comes in handy when you're driving to work, eating a breakfast burrito, and putting on your makeup. Well, that's also safe, too, doing all of that at once. What was it Rush Limbaugh used to refer to putting on your makeup as farting? F-A-R-D. Okay, let's see here. Let's go to the phone lines. Hi, good morning.
Hi. Speaking of turn signals, I went to that have coffee with the officers a week or two ago and talked to a newly appointed safety or street safety officer, and he said to me turn signals were not important to him. That's one of our police officers on patrol.
Well,
I thought that was pretty bad.
I think it's stupid.
Yes, and that's our officer.
Did he say why?
He said they don't hold up in court if they give tickets.
So
that's what he told me.
So he's saying that people will challenge if they get it. Well, you know what? But just issuing the ticket is sending a message to the public, because I don't think, you know, what percentage of people actually fight their tickets?
Right. And I brought up all these people running stop lights and stop signs, and their comment to that was, I was talking to two officers, their comment to that was on the busy intersections like 13th and Riverside and Creston Road,
mm-hmm.
It's too hard to pull people over there, so they don't patrol it for that. That's what they're telling me. And then they said, well, you think we're not doing our job. And I said, well, you're not doing your job on traffic control. They didn't care for that too much.
So because of the intersection, what's too crowded to pull over somebody? Is that?
That's what they said.
And this wasn't the chief. This was just two.
This was two officers. This is one of the newly appointed traffic officers. And the other officer wasn't a traffic officer. At least he didn't say he was. But he wasn't too supportive on using turn signals. He said he used turn signals because I said, I see police officers not using turn signals all the time. Plus, our city official cars with their emblems on them, our buses, our ambulances, as you know, a lot of people. And they just didn't, it wasn't important to them.
Well, as I mentioned here, that, you know, even with the turn lane, you're supposed to do it. But the other is, it's a consideration of other drivers, if nothing else.
Yeah, it's safety.
Yeah, it's, you know, you just, okay, somebody in front, or even, you know, when someone's coming towards you, you know, if they don't use their signal, or, you know, because they may, you can't anticipate on what they're doing.
Yeah, well, I told them, I said, if more people seeing you giving tickets, they might consider it using their turn signal and stop running red lights. And I said, they might consider having in their meetings talking about all the police vehicles and fire vehicles and all these different city vehicles, take a moment and use your turn signal. But he didn't think that was important, neither one of them.
Well,
it was more of an inconvenience for them.
Well, that's disappointing to hear.
It is. It was very disappointing.
You know, anybody that has a business with a vehicle with their name on it, they should make sure that their employees are saints on the road.
Really? Just for insurance purposes alone?
Well, not only insurance purposes, but just for the fact that you are putting your name out there and you have a person that's driving your vehicle representing you, and they're not either being, you know, following the laws or they're being inconsiderate.
True. Very total courtesy needs to be applied on the road.
Now, the one exception would be is KPRL vehicle. Because when I get these idiots and then they flash you back or do something, I have a tendency to do two things. It's to give either the Nipomo salute back or a horn.
I think that's good.
So that would be the exception. All right, well, maybe the word will get out, you know, through word of mouth that, you know what, they should be setting the example when they're driving. I mean, of all people, the police should be doing that.
Exactly. It's shameful of them to even state that it wasn't important when it's a law and the fine is up to $285.
Yep, you're so right. Okay, well, thanks for the update. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
All right, bye. I have an email here. Kevin, I tell my guys you are driving a rolling billboard. You are absolutely right, sir. That's what you're doing. Let's see here. Pizza, fish and fungus, whatever, anchovies and mushrooms, the best pizza. No. The only thing on this is fish. I mean, mushrooms. The other stuff listed, no. Anchovies, yes. Kevin, anchovies are good on pizza. No, they're, well, since I don't eat them, I guess I really can't say, but no. There's this may be a regional thing regarding pizzas. We've kind of hinted on this a little bit more, where if you were to go into the Bronx, New York, and order a pizza with pineapple and ask for pineapple, you may not ever be seen again. It'll be like Yellowstone. You'll be taken to the train station, in this case, Penn Central, and you will never be seen from again. So keep that in mind if you're ordering a pizza back east. All right, let's see what happened on this day in history, if anything. All righty, who do we have? Oh, speaking of this, the iPhone. 2007, Apple's iPhone is unveiled to the public by Steve Jobs. Blah, 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 blah. It would go on sale in June and retail for between $499 and $599. How about that? Okay, we kind of got lucky there. First motion picture close-up was in 1894, Fred Ott's. He was sneezing. That's what he did there on that. Okay, what else do we have here on the first day? The first X-rated film was in 1951, Life After Tomorrow. It opened in London. The first women's golf tournament was held in 1811, and it was held in where the, I guess, is considered the home of golf, and that would be Scotland. 1811, I had no idea it went back that far. Who else do we have? In 1793, French balloonist Jean-Pierre Blanchard flies a hydrogen balloon of a height of 5,800 feet, traveling 15 miles in its 46-minute flight, and it was watched by President George Washington. That was in 1793. Man, 5,800 feet. That's pretty good for that long ago. All right, folks. That is going to kick it in the pants for this week, first week of the new year. Have a very, very nice weekend, and as Chris has been telling you, make sure you get down there to the city park in Paso Robles and look at the beautiful lights before they come down, all right? That is a must-see. They did a marvelous job not entertaining us, but at least putting the spirit of the season in.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. Continuing from its November 2025 meeting, the Paso Robles School Board will once again review a general obligation bond consideration. The board will receive this in its next meeting on Tuesday, January 13th, and the next steps to the bond will be conducting a voter survey this month. You can attend Tuesday's meeting in person or watch online. A closure on South River Road is scheduled for Thursday, January 15th from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. This will affect South River Road from Navajo to Creston. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 50s. It's 37 degrees.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, Kenny's going solo on Open Mic Friday, but I understand he's got a couple of surprises for you, so enjoy that. Tomorrow morning, 6:05, Pure Country. Diane on the Country Store. Jimmy's in with the radio gearhead. Gary, Jukebox, and of course we have the Rams and the Panthers starting at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Enjoy your weekend. Back Monday, continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business, keep the cash local, and continue to live as free Americans. This hour was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.